Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. This is Tony Parker, and I want to welcome you to our EFT and Law of Attraction workshop on Blog Talk Radio. We used to be at another location, but we're here now. This workshop has been running consistently since about, I think, 2009. So we've been going a good time pretty much every Sunday night. And everybody's welcome. I see we have one person here. I hope I can get you to say hello. Can you talk? Can you hear me? Can you hear me okay?
Sure, Tony. This is Paul.
Hey, Paul. Well, welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here. And thanks
glad
a lot for joining us. How's the audio on? Is this a little better than the other site we had?
Yeah, this is great. Sounds you very clear.
Okay, good. Excellent. Well, I'm glad you're on tonight. You're one of our veterans from the old workshop.
Yeah.
And we'll see who show. Hopefully, other people will find their way here. It was pretty easy getting on. Okay, was it okay to easy pretty get it? It was easy getting on.
No problem. I just called the 347 number, and I was also listening in on the actual link that you had me in your email there. I didn't know if I could talk through the link, or this is the first time I ever went on a Blog Talk, so.
Okay. And I think we got somebody else on. I think it's, who's our mystery guest here on 218 here? Who is that?
Tammy's here.
Yay,
that's
Tammy!
Yay! Cool. Well, I'm glad everybody found this place, and I'm glad you guys are on. We had the move, and then, of course, about a week later or 2 days later, I went into a doctor's office. This was in June. I went into a doctor's office, and basically the doctor said, I can't let you leave the office. And the next thing I knew, they bundled me into an ambulance and took me off to Vassar Hospital cardio wing. And the next morning, they had a quadruple bypass. So
wow.
I guess that was, I didn't even have a chance to change clothes or do anything, you know. I guess it's a blessing in disguise because there was no heart damage. And I'm sort of recovering from the operation. But I'm glad you guys are around, and I'm glad I'm around to hear you guys, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Awesome.
So let's, I'm glad you guys are here. So let's just get started with some EFT and Law of Attraction. We'll do our warm-up series. And of course, if there's anybody who's gonna, new listeners or new participants, this is EFT, which stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, which is a form of energy healing. It's sort of like acupuncture without needles. I have a lot of information, so if you need information, feel free to either call me or email me, and I'll send you all kinds of e-books and good stuff. But it's incredibly easy, and it can be taught over the phone or during our workshop now. Anyway, like I said, we're combining EFT with the Law of Attraction in order to manifest prosperity, abundance, and business and personal success. And, the people who've stuck it out have actually achieved quite a lot of business and personal success. Right, guys?
Amen to that.
Amen.
You know, and the secret is sticking to it and actually, I've had people call me up and they say, oh, this EFT stuff doesn't work. I say, oh, really? What happened? Well, I did it once about 3 months ago and nothing happened. So, exactly. Okay, so we'll just start we'll do our little warm-up series. Okay, first is what I call the protective shield of golden light. And that's just a kind of what I call psychic hygiene. But it's great if you're in a kind of a toxic or crazy office environment or you're around some really creepy people and you feel like you're being slimed by bad energy. This is the cure for that, okay? So let's just start tapping the top of the head and just repeat after me, okay? Energy system.
Energy system.
Okay, eyebrow. I'm instructing you.
I'm instructing you.
So side of the eye to generate a protective shield of golden light.
To generate a protective shield of golden light.
Okay, under the eye, all around my body.
All around my body.
Under the nose, protecting me from all negative energies.
Protecting me from all negative energies.
Okay, under the mouth, all negative influences.
All negative influences.
Collarbone, all negative intentions.
All negative intentions.
Very good. Under the arm, all negative entities.
All negative entities.
Karate chop, sending them all to the sun to be transmuted to love.
Sending them all to the sun to be transmuted to love.
Okay, top of the head, only allowing in.
Only allowing in.
Eyebrow, loving.
Loving.
Side of the eye, healing.
Healing.
Under the eye, positive.
Positive.
Under the nose, energies.
Energies.
Under the mouth, and intentions.
And intentions.
Collarbone. And if I have any negative energies or intentions?
If I have any negative energies or intentions.
Very good. Under the arm, I send them all to the sun.
I send them all to the sun.
Karate chop to be transmuted to love.
To be transmuted to love.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. Head out, release. Very good. Excellent. Okay, and now we're going to do our next tap, which is what we call the gratitude tap, okay, which is absolutely classic law of attraction, probably one of the simplest EFT taps there is, or law of attraction EFT taps there is. And basically, you just make a list of things you're grateful for, and then you just tap on them, saying really simple affirmation, the word thank you, or two words thank you. And the way we work as a group is each one of us checks in and shares one aspect of our lives or an event or person or something about we're grateful for, and then we all tap on it together as a group. So, who'd like to check in and say hi and share something they're grateful for?
Hey, Tony, it's Paul. I will say that I am grateful for my family.
Beautiful. Okay, let's go top of the head and say those two magic words that some people can never say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the hand, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent, very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And out, release. Okay, anybody else want to check in, say hi, and share something they're grateful for?
Hey, Tony, it's Tammy.
Hey, Tammy, go ahead, please.
I am thankful for my EFT family.
Oh, for real. Okay, top of the head, thank you.
Thank you.
Warm squishy mushies. Okay, eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent, very good. Let's all take a deep breath and out, release. Very good, excellent. Okay, anybody else want to check in, say hi, and share something they're grateful for?
Hi, Tony, it's Linda.
Hey, Linda, welcome aboard. Nice to hear your voice. Go ahead, please.
I am grateful for my singing voice.
Beautiful. Top of the head, thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent, very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And now release. Okay, very good, excellent. And I'd like to check in and share that I'm grateful for a little marmalade cat that arrived on my doorstep this evening. And it promptly disappeared and went and hid somewhere, but I'm just happy I got a nice little cat, and he's cute, and everybody thinks he's gorgeous. And like I said, I'm happy to have a new furry friend. So top of the head, thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath and our release. Very good. Excellent. Okay, and now we're going to shift slightly over to what we call cash and prizes, which is basically where we, this is more law of attraction and abundance work, where we check in and share a source of abundance. Now, this could be a client, a customer, a buyer, collector, government agency, employer, even a friend or family member who's gifted us some abundance. So pretty much anything goes in turns, but as long as it's a source of abundance, and if you want to keep it anonymous, use initials, whatever floats your boat. Who'd like to check in with a source of abundance?
PM.
Okay, very good. Top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Let's all take a deep breath. And I'll release. Okay, very cool. Anybody else want to check in with a source of abundance?
Tammy, I will. J-Y.
Go ahead, please. Excellent. J-Y. Top of the head. Thank you. J-Y. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And our release. Okay, very good. Anybody else want to check in with a source of abundance?
S2N.
Excellent. Top of the head. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm, thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop, thank you.
Thank you.
Excellent. Very good. So I'll take a deep breath and I'll release. Okay, and I'll share a PI. Top of the head, thank you.
Thank you.
Eyebrow, thank you.
Thank you.
Side of the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the eye, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the nose, thank you.
Thank you.
Under the mouth, thank you.
Thank you.
Collarbone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Under the arm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Karate chop. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good. Excellent. Let's all take a deep breath and out release. Okay. Very good. And now we're going to do our last warm up. This is the money thermostat tap. Okay. Which I find very useful. It's been very helpful for me because I lost a couple of months recuperating for the operation. I wasn't able to work for very much, but I was able to actually double my income at least a little bit as I got healthier and healthier. So I found it a very helpful exercise for me anyway, and other people who practice it have found it useful. All right, it's very simple. You get a piece of paper. On the top of the page, you write the amount of money you made last year. Immediately underneath it, you write twice that amount. You go down a few lines, write down the amount of money you made last month. Underneath that, you write twice that amount. You go down a few lines, write down the amount of money you made last week. Underneath that, write twice that amount. Go down the bottom of the page, or, you know, almost the bottom of the page, write down the amount of money you made yesterday. Underneath that, yeah. Twice that amount. Now, of course, you can guesstimate it if you get paid monthly or biweekly. Obviously, there are ways to kind of use arithmetic to guesstimate it. Of course, there are some people, if you're in like Debtors Anonymous or Under Earners Anonymous, you probably keep daily records, so you would have all those figures, though I'm not on a recruiting drive for any of those organizations. Again, like I said, it's really simple. You use the pretty much the EFT basic recipe, even though I made, and of course when you're working on your own or with a coach, you would use the exact numbers. So I'm just going to be facetious. Even though I made $500 last week, I choose to make $1,000 this week, and I deeply, completely love and accept myself. Pretty much that's it. That's as simple as it is, and you go through each time zone or time frame, because we seem to have a different relationship with different time frames, especially around money. Time is money, right? But there seems to be a kind of a different connection with different time frames. So it's good to go through all four time frames. We don't have the time, so we're just going to do last month and last week. And, of course, we're not going to use exact numbers. We're just going to be kind of generalized and vague, but it still works pretty well, okay? So now either tap on your karate chop or rub your sore spot. Okay, for the setup phrase, whichever works for you. And just repeat after me. Like I said, it's this basic EFT. Simon says, okay, even though I made what I made last month, I choose to make twice what I made last month this month.
I choose to make twice what I made last month.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply, completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. So even though I made what I made last month, I set a firm intention. To make twice what I made last month this month. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply love it.
Excellent. Very good. So even though I made what I made last month. Today, right now, I set a firm intention. To make twice what I made last month this month. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Excellent. Very good. So now we go to the various reminder points, starting at the top of the head. And top of the head with, I choose to make twice what I made last month this month. Very good. Okay. Eyebrow. I deserve to make twice what I made last month this month.
I deserve to make twice what I made last month this month.
Okay, side of the eye. I give myself permission to make twice what I made last month this month. Okay, very good. Under the eye, cheekbone. I am willing to make twice what I made last month this month.
I'm willing to make
twice what I made last month this month.
Okay, under the nose, it's safe for me to make twice what I made last month this month.
It's safe for me to make twice what I made last month this month.
Under the mouth, I have the power to make twice what I made last month this month.
I have the power to make twice what I made last month this month.
Okay, collarbone. I like the way it feels when I make twice what I made last month this month.
I like the way it feels when I make twice what I made last month this month.
Very good. Under the arm, it's easy for me to make twice what I made last month this month.
It's easy for me
to make twice what I made last month this month.
Okay, karate chop. So even though I made what I made last month. Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
To make twice what I made last month this month. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Okay, take a deep breath and release. Okay, very good. And now we'll do last week, okay? And again, it's pretty much the same thing, only we just changed the time frame. Okay, and either rub your sore spot or tap on your karate chop, whichever you prefer. And just repeat after me. Even though I made what I made last week.
Even though I made what I made last week.
I choose to make twice what I made last week this week.
I choose to make twice what I made last week this week.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Excellent. So even though I made what I made last week. I set a firm intention to make twice what I made last week this week.
I set a firm intention to make twice what I made last week this week.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Excellent. Very good. So even though I made what I made last week.
Even though I made what I made last week.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
To make twice what I made last week this week.
To make twice what I made last week this week.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Beautiful. Very good. Let's go top of the head. I choose to make twice what I made last week this week. Okay, eyebrow. I deserve to make twice what I made last week this week.
I deserve to make twice what I made last week this week.
Hey, outside corner of the eye, I give myself permission to make twice what I made last week this week.
I give myself permission to make twice what I made last week this week.
Very good. Cheekbone under the eye, I am willing to make twice what I made last week this week.
I'm willing to make twice what I made last week this week.
Under the nose, it's safe for me to make twice what I made last week this week.
It's safe for me to make twice what I made last week this week.
Under the mouth, I have the power to make twice what I made last week this week. Collarbone, I like the way it feels when I make twice what I made last week this week.
I like the way it feels when I make twice what I made last week this week.
Okay, under the arm, it's easy for me to make twice what I made last week this week.
It's easy for me to make twice what I made last week this week.
Excellent, and now we're going to go to the karate chop. So even though I made what I made last week.
So even though I made what I made last week.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
To make twice what I made last week this week.
To make twice what I made last week this week.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And now release. Okay, and that's it for our warm-up series. And now it's time for check-ins. Hi, guys. We did a lot of yawning and releasing. That's pretty cool. Anyway, it's time to hear from you guys. I'd love to hear from you guys. I haven't heard from you guys in ages, so it's check-in time. Welcome to check-in, synchronicities, challenges, victories, et cetera. Kvetcher, Kval, who would like to check in, please?
Hey, Tony, I'll check in. It's Paul.
Paul. Go ahead, Paul. Paulie, yay!
Hey, I just want to say that, like, oh, God, this stuff works, man. 2014, I had a bad injury and lost a lot of income, but I can say today now that I basically tripled my income since then and developed some side money, some side business work that I've been creating money from. So things are going well in that area. To add to it, though, is the fears didn't go away. I want to bring it to the next level, and I want to do some other things that are sort of outside, I guess, my comfort zone. And there's still some fear, almost phobic, some things that I want to do. That just almost phobic, like paralyzing. But I'm doing well, but I want to move it forward. And you know, I still deal with the perfectionism. I want to have exactly what I want every month, month after month, month after month. And when life hits, or when things don't go that way, the fear and the anxiety kicks in again. So those are my challenges, and those are my victories, and such is life, I guess. So that's where I'm at right now. So thanks.
Well, thank you for sharing. And again, you know, when you get those fears, when you hear from the itty-bitty-shitty committee, right?
Yep.
To me, that's EFT gold. Just write it down and start tapping on it, you know? And, you know, like I said, it's persistence, you know, it's repetitions, persistence, and specificity, especially with those fears. There's always, you know, a grain of truth to those fears, but then, of course, what happens is we take it and run with it, and, you know, inflate it, and then, of course, it paralyzes us, you know. But, again, you can tap through it or work through it or what have you, pray through it, meditate through it. But the tapping definitely works on fears. Awesome. Thanks a lot, man. Good to hear your voice.
Thanks,
anybody else want to check in and say hi? Welcome aboard. Go ahead. Kvetcher, Kval.
Hey, it's Tammy. I'll check in.
Hey, Tammy.
Tammy.
Woohoo! So, I have a full stack of EFT notebooks by my end table here, and I took them out today, and I have more than doubled my initial income from where I started when I started tapping probably back in January of 2013. So persistence, and I totally hear, don't want to crosstalk, but, you know, Paul and I are twins, so I hear what Paul's saying about that. About the, you know, the anxieties and stuff, and I've really been paying careful attention to them and writing them down as they happen to really start to zone in on them. And then one other little law of attraction thing, this is from another night. However, I did go back through my notebook from May of 2013, and I was working on my soulmate movie. And I was asked out on a date on Saturday for coffee, and I was so reluctant to go because, you know, the whole old committee, it was like the choir started singing, no, you can't go, you're stubby, you're too that, you know, you don't have all your teeth, you're whatever, you know. All the crazy shit. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to write them down as I drive to town. I'm just going to write them down, all the things that they say, and I'm going to tap, and then I'm going to go in. And, you know, I had a wonderful time. 2 hours went by. It felt like 20 minutes. And
today,
as I was thinking about this, I opened up my notebook, and I was looking for a picture I had drawn back then, and I came up on my the list that I made in May of 2013, and it's identical. I even even the sane part. He's sane. Which I remember that being a big deal. We needed to include that. So I feel like I'm on a 10 speed and I'm switching gears now. I feel like things are really starting to pick up, and I feel more confident. I feel more at peace. I'm okay to be alone, so now I'm not, like, frantically going out trying to glom on to people or whatever, you know. So totally thankful for you guys. Totally thankful. So glad to be here. And I love you guys. I love you.
Thank you so much. And that's it. It's, unfortunately with the YouTubes and the way EFT is marketed, everybody thinks all you got to do is wave a magic wand and Shazam, right? I mean, you do get results. You get dramatic results. Some of them are pretty quick, but you got to knuckle down and do the work, you know. And it pays off. It does pay off. I mean, how long does it take to completely change your life? Well, it takes a certain amount of time. You know what I mean? Turn your life around and change it. You know, it takes a while, but the point is you can do it, you know?
Right. Amen to that.
And I love your soulmate requirement. I forgot to put the sanity one in one of my soulmate movies. And Oops.
Family of origin kicking in.
I tell you, just like Mom.
Oh my God! Right.
Oh God!
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else want to check in and say, hey, we're having fun tonight. I tell you, it's a good crew. Anybody else want to check in, say hi? Synchronicities, challenges. Kvetcher Fell, go ahead.
Hi, Tony. I am trying to figure out why four or five major 40-year-old relationships, I mean, really big, big friendships, are dropping out and, I mean, literally disappearing. And I think it's because I've changed and I don't need to feel overpowered by these people, but I'm very concerned about it. And I mean, it's just like people are dropping by the wayside that I've known. And they're blocking my calls, they're not talking to me, I think what I need to be doing is to realize I've changed, and so I don't need to be in relationship with these people. And I know I'm being called to do Ho'oponopono on them when I get anxious that they don't love me anymore.
I hear you. I just want to respond. Actually, I had a chat with my ex-wife. She and I still talk. We're good friends, and I was sharing with her about, say 15, 20 years ago, maybe a little more, I would have a birthday party. I had a loft, and I would have a roof party, and I'd invite 300, 400 of my most intimate friends, okay? And not a single one of those people is in my life today, and I feel happier and saner, more balanced and relieved. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think what it is, you know, quality rather than quantity. And, you know, again, I'm a codependent and an ACOA and all kinds of stuff. So I had a lot of people on my A list who shouldn't belong on a Z list. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was, and I had to, you know, basically part of my recovery was just getting rid of everybody who didn't belong on the A-list. And now it's a handful of worthy friends, you know, who have proved themselves over time. And I got to say that, Linda, you're one of them.
Oh, thank you, Tony.
Oh, you know, like I said, friends who show up when the chips are down, right? You know, and I just want to endorse you because, you know, and, you know, like I said, that's, you know, we're, as opposed to the people who show up when it's party time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I think that anyway.
I get really nervous because they're so, so major, and but I think the Ho'oponopono is going
to
save me.
Okay, that's
and
it's a powerful exercise.
I just need to be encouraged to go there instead of freaking out that they're not there. Those people aren't there anymore.
Well, you know, guess what? There'll be other people who are more worthy to fill that spot. That's the other thing.
Right.
I was wasting time on people who didn't deserve to be in my life, and that was taking me away from people who deserve to be in my life. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Thanks, Tony. Yeah. Thank you.
Excellent. Okay, so let's do I know we got a few minutes left. Let's, I guess I'm trying to think what we could tap on. I know Paul was talking about fears and self-limiting beliefs and stuff. Why don't we do a tap on that anyway and just see where it takes us? Paul, do you have any specific shitty committee, fear, doubt, anxiety you want to sort of claim?
Yeah, the inner critic, you know, the one says, you see, you know, the month wasn't as good as you wanted to be. The bottom's going to drop out on you again, you know. You know, this is all fluff, kind of, you know, all that bullshit in the head.
Okay, all right. All right, so we'll do a one-size-fits-all, okay, where you guys fill in the blank of a self-limiting belief. Okay, whatever it is that works for you, I mean, whatever's true to you, okay, and Linda, do you have a self-limiting belief or a fear, perhaps, about these friends that you're dropping?
I think it's I'm going to die. I'm losing friends, I'm going to die.
Okay, excellent. That's exactly how I felt when I got rid of 350 of my most intimate friends.
Yeah.
You know, I don't give rooftop parties anymore. What can I say? All right, so let's go. all right, so here we go. Even though rub sore spot or tap on your karate chop, just repeat after me. Even though I have this misbelief that, and then you guys fill in the blank, okay? Even though I have this misbelief that, go ahead.
Even though I have this misbelief that I'm going to drop out from you.
Okay, and my number is?
My number is six.
Okay, I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Excellent. So even though I have this misbelief that...
I have this misbelief that... ...it's going to drop out from me.
I'm going to die.
Okay. I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. So even though I have this misbelief that...
Even though I have this misbelief that I'm going to drop out from me.
I choose to heal, release, and let go.
I choose to heal, release, and let go.
All misbelief that I'm going to die. Okay, and I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Very good. Excellent. Let's start tapping the top of the head. All misbelief that the floor is going to fall out from me. Okay, very good. Eyebrow. All misbelief that the floor is going to fall out from me. Okay, side of the eye.
All misbelief that I'm going to die.
Okay, under the eye. All misbelief that.
All misbelief that the floor is going to fall out from me.
Okay, under the nose, all misbelief that. Okay, under the mouth, all misbelief that. Very good. Collarbone, all misbelief that. Okay, under the arm, all misbelief that. Okay, very good. Karate chop. So even though I have this misbelief that. Okay, very good. I choose to heal, release, and let go.
I choose to heal, release, and let go.
All misbelief that. Okay, and I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Excellent. Very good. All right, let's go to the top of the head. I choose to heal, release, and let go.
I choose to heal, release, and let go.
Very good. Excellent. Okay. Eyebrow, I deserve to heal, release, and let go.
I deserve to heal, release, and let go.
All misbelief that.
All misbelief that the fall is going to fall out from underneath me.
Okay, very good. Side of the eye, I give myself permission to heal, release, and let go.
I give myself permission to heal, release, and let go.
All misbelief that. Okay, very good. Under the eye, I'm willing to heal, release, and let go.
I'm willing to heal, release, and let go.
Okay, all misbelief that.
All misbelief that's going to fall out.
Very good. Excellent. Under the nose, it's safe for me to heal, release, and let go.
It's safe for me to heal, release, and let go.
All misbelief that.
All misbelief that's going to fall out.
Okay, under the mouth, I have the power to heal, release, and let go.
I have the power to heal, release, and let go.
All misbelief that.
All misbelief that.
Excellent. Very good. Collarbone. God bless you. It's easy for me to heal, release, and let go.
It's easy for me to heal, release, and let go.
All misbelief that.
All misbelief that's going to fall out from underneath me.
Very good. Under the arm, I like the way it feels when I heal, release, and let go.
I like the way it feels when I heal, release, and let go.
Very good. All misbelief that.
All misbelief that I'm going to die alone.
Okay, very good. Karate chop. So even though I have this misbelief that.
Even though I have this misbelief that I'm going to die alone.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
Today, right now, I set a firm intention.
To heal, release, and let go.
To heal, release, and let go.
All misbelief that.
All misbelief that I'm going to die alone.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. Let's go top of the head. Letting go of all misbelief that.
Letting go of all misbelief that I'm going to die alone.
Okay. Very good. Eyebrow. Letting go.
Letting go.
Side of the eye, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the eye, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the nose, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the mouth, letting go.
Letting go.
Collarbone, letting go.
Letting go.
Under the arm, letting go.
Letting go.
Grabby chop. Letting go of all misbelief that.
Letting go of all misbelief that I'm going to die alone.
Very good. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And now release. Okay. Very good. Excellent. All right. There you go. How's the limiting belief feel now, kind of how powerful does it feel or dominating? Say on a scale of 0 to 10, what's your number? Go ahead, please.
I went down to 0, man. Great. The last tap did it.
Right. Cool. Okay, good. Anybody else?
It was like taking the lid off of a fizzy drink. It's all fizzed out.
That's cool. Yeah, Tammy, you kind of disappeared, but what was your misbelief? I was just curious.
That my abundance could be robbed from me.
Yeah,
I accidentally hit the wrong button on my phone.
That's okay. You know what I had? I used to have this big fear, and this is real ACOA stuff, and this actually really kept me under earning for years, that as soon as I had any money worth having, my mother and my father would take it away from me.
Right.
Is that guaranteed to keep you poor or what?
No.
Absolutely. The self-destruct code, right?
And I got proof, too. I got evidence, right?
Right. Oh, God help us.
Wow.
Okay. So, let's see. We got about 13 minutes. Why don't we try a positive movie? Maybe we can do a prosperity and abundance movie, like a vision movie. Any kind of goal. Whether it's a long-term goal, a short-term goal, whatever it is for you. It's your movie. It's your vision. Okay. I always say just use a piece of paper, but if you like cutting up photographs and sticking them on a vision board, that's privilege. Your privilege, but I just write it down like a laundry list or a shopping list. It's okay to include dates. It's okay to include dollars and cents, people's names, outcomes, spiritual and moral and ethical values. It's your movie, you know? And again, it can be a lifetime goal, or it can be next week or next month or tomorrow, you know? So, anybody want to check in for a goal? Go ahead.
I'm gonna put light, beautiful golden light around all of my ex friends.
Okay, cool. Very cool. Beautiful. Okay, anybody else want to check in with a goal or a vision, whatever you want to call it? Go ahead, please.
What's Tammy? And I just realized as we were going through the year, month, week, day, that I had never looked at my hourly wage. And I'm going to work on doubling that, because that really is where my resentment towards my boss comes in. Because, I feel like they're pigging out on my money. They make more every hour that I work than I make. And so I'm going to really start to tackle that. So just seeing it come about without it being a big, grueling mess.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks for sharing. Anybody else want to check in or vision or goal or till we meet again? Anybody else?
I'll just say that for the next 30 days that I want to go above beyond my quota.
Awesome. Very cool. Okay. Woo-hoo! And my goal is to double. My goal is to double this month's earnings. In my practice, and so that's my goal for September is to double what I manifested in August. Okay, so yay! All right, so let's rub our sore spots or tap on our karate chop, and again, run your movie. It's your movie. You're the producer, the director, the star, the author. Okay, so it's whatever it is that's important for you. Okay, tap on your karate chop or rub your sore spot and run your movie. Run your success and abundance and happiness movie. Okay, and when you're done, say stop.
Stop.
Okay, very good. So now just Simon says, even though I have this prosperity and abundance movie. I choose to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
I choose to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life.
In the best possible way and for the greatest good.
In the best possible way and for the greatest good.
And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway.
Excellent. So even though I have this prosperity and abundance movie. Okay, I set a firm intention to allow the universe. To manifest this movie in my life. In the best possible way and for the greatest good. And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Excellent. Very good. So even though I have this prosperity and abundance movie. Today, right now, I set a firm intention. To allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life. In the best possible way and for the greatest good. And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Excellent. Very good. Let's go top of the head. I choose to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life. Very good. Eyebrow. I deserve to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life. Very good. Side of the eye. I give myself permission to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life. Very good. Under the I am willing to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life. Very good. Under the nose, it's safe for me to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life. Okay, under the mouth, I have the power to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life. Collarbone, I like the way it feels when I allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life. Very good. Under the arm, it's easy for me to allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life. Okay, very good. Karate chop. So even though I have this prosperity and abundance movie. Today, right now, I set a firm intention. To allow the universe to manifest this movie in my life. In the best possible way and for the greatest good. And I align myself with the universe so this can come to pass. And I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself anyway. Excellent. Very good. Let's all take a deep breath. And now release. Very good. Excellent. And now let's run the movie a second time, the Prosperity and Abundance movie a second time, while either rubbing your sore spot or tapping on your karate chop, whichever you prefer. And when you're done, say stop.
Stop. Okay,
guys. Well, excellent. Thank you. All righty. Well, guys, I want to thank you all for being on tonight, and welcome back. It's back to school. We'll be on again next week, 10 o'clock. So basically, you like the quality of the sound. It's okay?
Yeah, great. It's good.
Yeah, we don't have the video. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say, Tony, I was honored in just silence that you considered me one of your friends. Thank you so much.
Well, you are, sweetie. You know, and you showed up for me through thick and thin, right? You know,
I have.
And we've had fun together and giggles. I mean, you know. And anyway, so we're gonna go all mushy here. Anyway, so listen, guys, we'll be on again. We'll be back again next week, same time, same place. You know, we don't have the video feature, but the sound quality, and I guess the Blog Talk Radio has got a nice system here. So we'll go with this system, you know, for the time being. I want to thank you all. I want to wish you all a happy, prosperous, healthy, abundant, love-filled week, and love hearing from you guys. Love to see you guys. I love hearing, you know, that you guys are doing great. And so I love you all.
Meow.
Love you all.
Meow. Meow.
Tammy and Paul and Linda, I love you all. God bless you.
Tony, great to be back on the road again, man.
Meow.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you all.
Bye,
John. Bye. See you guys.
Right.
God bless.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Kisses.